Land ownership can be a wise investment, offering potential for appreciation and various uses. However, deciding when to sell your land is a crucial decision that depends on a variety of factors. Whether you've inherited land, purchased it as an investment, or simply want to divest your real estate holdings, timing is essential. In this blog, we'll explore the key considerations that can help you determine the right time to sell your land. 1. Market conditions. One of the most significant factors in deciding when to sell your land is the current real estate market conditions. Land values can fluctuate due to economic trends, supply and demand, and local factors. Keep an eye on local and national real estate news and consult with a real estate agent or appraiser to get a sense of the current market conditions in your area. If prices are high and demand is strong, it might be a favorable time to sell. 2. Financial goals. Your financial goals play a critical role in determining when to sell land. Consider your short-term and long-term financial objectives. Are you looking to generate quick cash, or are you willing to hold onto the land for potential future appreciation? If you have pressing financial needs, it may make sense to sell even if the market conditions are not ideal. On the other hand, if you can afford to wait, holding onto the land might yield better returns in the long run. 3. Zoning and regulations. Before selling your land, it's essential to understand the zoning and land use regulations in your area. These regulations can significantly impact the land's value and potential uses. If there have been recent changes in zoning laws that affect your property positively, it might be a good time to sell, as the land's value could increase. Conversely, if zoning changes restrict the land's use, you might consider selling before those changes take effect. 4. Property development potential. Evaluate the development potential of your land. Are there infrastructure developments, new transportation hubs, or growing neighborhoods in the vicinity? Proximity to schools, shopping centers, and other amenities can also increase the land's value. If you believe that your land could become more valuable due to nearby developments, it might be a good time to sell to capitalize on these opportunities. 5. Holding costs. Owning land comes with ongoing costs such as property taxes, insurance, and maintenance. If these holding costs become burdensome, it could be a sign that it's time to sell. Consider the financial impact of these expenses on your overall investment strategy. 6. Personal circumstances. Your personal circumstances should not be overlooked when deciding to sell land. Life changes such as marriage, divorce, retirement, or job relocation can influence your need for cash or your willingness to hold onto the property. Review your life goals and how your land fits into your overall financial picture. 7. Consult professionals. Selling land is a complex process, and it's advisable to consult with professionals who can provide guidance and expertise. Real estate agents, appraisers, and attorneys can help you assess the market, determine the land's value, and navigate the legal aspects of the sale. Conclusion: deciding when to sell your land is a significant decision that should be made after careful consideration of market conditions, financial goals, zoning regulations, development potential, holding costs, and personal circumstances. Timing is crucial, and selling your land at the right moment can maximize your returns and achieve your financial objectives. By staying informed and seeking professional advice, you can make an informed decision about when the right time is to sell your land.